Joanna here, and you're listening to Life Made Me Do It, a podcast that talks about the things that life made us do. Join me as I share my stories and stories from people who I personally admire that can fuel inspiration as you create and live your life. Okay, so this is the fifth episode and we are halfway through the season. I'm so excited to share this episode with one of my closest and most creative friends, Ina Ramirez. Hi, Ina.
Hi, Joanna. Thank you for inviting me to your show and letting me be your guest here on your podcast.
Of course. I mean, we've known each other for so long. Well, so long.
A decade? I think it's been a decade na. Okay. More than.
More than. Kasi 2012 tayo graduate. Wow.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Wow, feels so old.
Okay. I know you so much, but the listeners would like to know you more. So tell us about yourself and what you do.
So hi, my name is Ina. I'm a full-time working mom. I'm a writer-producer by profession. So what I do it at work is I create, I plan, I create, and do a lot of, let's say, actions involved in the production work. Like we do visualize ideas and then make that into something that other people can relate to. And what else? I have a very vibrant and spirited 3-year-old daughter. So we can safely say that my life is really full of surprises. Like, it's never dull. There's no dull moment in my life right now.
Aww. Yeah. Aww, Mommy Ina.
No, it's true. Like, when you have a daughter and you're working for a... And when your work involves something that creates or very artistic, when it involves art in general.
Yeah.
Voila, you're really tapping into something bigger, always bigger than you. And you want people to like relate to you all the time. Like, or make something that people can easily relate to.
Yeah, that's true. So you are a storyteller by profession, and now you're here on my podcast and you're gonna tell your story. Are you ready for this?
My story? What kind of story do you want to hear? Because like
yeah, something safe. Well, no, something that will never offend anyone.
Basta ko kinakabahan.
Magkakabahan, girl.
Oh my gosh.
This is just, you know, our chikahan, but make it virtual.
And people will hear.
No. Tayo lang dalawa tayo.
Okay.
Let's do this, Ina. Take it away.
Alright, so, first, I don't feel like I've told this story to anyone. I swear, like, this is the first time I'm going to tell it to anyone. Not wow. Even my closest friend.
Exclusive
not even my
content.
Best friend.
Well,
it's because, not because, you know, it's not because it's a secret, but it's for my younger self. It's very embarrassing.
Okay, go ahead.
Because
you're kind of alam.
No.
Okay.
Wala may alam na to, because I really tried my very hardest to remove it from my, to like, because it's okay, let's go back to me as a child. Like, me as a child, I was, if you knew me when I was younger, you would describe me as someone who's very shy and very quiet. Some kids would be like very active and very friendly, and I would be the type of friend that who would sit quietly and watch everyone else. I like to observe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like talking that much unless we're very close already.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my background. Imagine me as that child. I can't remember how old I was then. Very, very young, like maybe grade school age. I can't remember it, talaga. But so one day my dad took me out. I had no idea where we were going. I don't know what we were. I didn't know what we were going to do. And as a kid, you know, you would just be happy to go out with any of your parents, but like you would tag along with your mom or your dad, mm-hmm. even though you know you'll get bored because there'll be, you know, you don't know what's gonna happen. Yeah, but you still tag along. So that was my idea. Like I just came along with my dad. I didn't ask where we were going. And then imagine my younger self being so horrified when I found out that my dad brought me to like a VR session.
Oh,
he brought me to like a VR session, like an audition, didn't he?
Okay.
So see, you've never heard this story because I was so embarrassed. Like me as a child, why would I talk about something that I that I didn't want to remember? Okay, so yeah, so my dad brought me to a VTR screening, an audition, and then I wasn't prepared. Like as a shy kid, I wasn't prepared for anything like that. And now that I'm a mother, I realized that if you wanted to do something with your kid or with anyone else, you give them time to prepare. You give them time to prepare mentally, physically. Yeah. So if it's something that requires you to, for example, you take your child to a doctor's appointment, a checkup, beforehand you have to tell them, especially when they're scared of the doctors, about you tell them, hey, you were gonna go to a doctor's appointment on this date, and this is what's gonna happen, and this is what you might experience, and it's gonna be okay. And you know, you just let them know of your expectations and then what you could do or not do and stuff like that, so you can be prepared. So going back to my story, as a child, I didn't have any preparation. I didn't, you know, nothing. Like, who would take someone to an audition that they don't know about? Like, what am I gonna sing? What am I gonna dance? Diba? Like, so we went in, and then I remember seeing all those cameras. I think there's one or two cameras there. People behind the table. There were people behind the table holding the auditions. They were the ones instructing me what to do and what not. Like, hey, introduce yourself. Like a normal audition, they would ask you to introduce yourself, what you do, what you like, and then they would ask you to sing or dance. And then they made me act. Like a typical audition, they made me act. Hey, can you pretend that you're eating a burger and say this line? For example, I said like say delicious. Say delicious. And then they would make you do it all over again, but with a different emotion. Say, do it again and say this line again, but sadder or surprised or or happy or happier. That's what happened, right? Mm-hmm. That's to say, they didn't call back. They didn't call back. Because, you know, I was so horrified. Like, I know those emotions. I know how to be happy and sad and be surprised. But I wasn't prepared. I didn't know how to act. And as a kid, as a shy kid, I didn't, you know, I wasn't prepared for that type of thing. I didn't like to be on the spotlight. I still don't. I still don't want to be like the center of attention of anyone.
But you
asked. So why I'm doing this now is, no, I'm kidding. But I act, but that's the thing.
Diba? You
no, I didn't. I don't act.
You acted in college, theater.
I did. So that's the funny thing. Like when when
by the way, she was good at it, okay, guys. So I don't know where this story is coming from, but she was good at acting. So I don't know what is this girl saying. Yeah, go ahead.
No, really. Like, it's because the person, the kid that I was, you know, as that kid, and then the me now, or when we met in college, is are two different people. Or I had the mindset to change.
Mm.
Okay, backtrack tayo doon. Halik. Para maintindihan ng mas marami.
Yeah,
go ahead. So after that audition, I tried to remove it from my memory, right? Because, you know, it's so embarrassing. Like, obviously, I failed at that audition. So I don't want to remember it. Who wants to remember their failures? Who wants to remember things that are silly or weird that you did as a child, right?
Yeah.
And the younger me would never have imagined that I would be the person who did those auditions before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that I would be in a position the one holding the auditions that I attended before. Never would I have thought that I would be in this industry. I remember being fascinated with the cameras and the process of the audition. I just didn't like to be the one being in the spotlight. But I liked it. So I remember being so fascinated with it. I remember being fascinated with the people and how they were asking me those questions. And then now, as an adult, I got the chance to do those things. I held auditions for different talents. Like,
correct.
I did those things. Like, I asked people to act or dance, ganyan. But your question is, how did I came from being that shy kid to being who I am now? It's because I realized when I was in fourth year high school, like, being this shy person, being this quiet person, made me miss out on a lot of things that I would have liked to do, like those acting things. I didn't like it as a child, but when you do it when you're alone, you wouldn't want to do it alone. But when you're with your friends, it's more fun.
Yeah.
I didn't have the confidence to do it. I wanted to do it, but I couldn't. So when I was in fourth year high school, I realized I had to change the way I think. If I'm a shy person now, and life is just passing me by, I have to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I realized I have to, you know, when I go into college, I have to change. I have to take risks. So I like connecting with people. I'm too shy to do it, but I like connecting with people. I like communicating, but I don't know how. So the best way that I thought would help me is to jump in full to that study. So I studied how to relate with people. And then I realized those quirky things that you did as a child that you tried to forget, that's why I'm telling this to you now. It's because those things also help you, like, propel you to move forward in life. Like, those quirky things make you who you are. So when I was a shy kid, like, it made me move forward because I didn't want to be shy anymore. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do something that will change the way I talk to people. I create things.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I think the more that you tap into, if you want to be creative, like, every person is creative. Okay. You're too shy, but you have your own way of expressing it. You're too shy, you write poems, you write poetry, you write novels or books. That you don't need to talk to people, but you can still communicate with everyone.
Yeah, you can still create.
Or you write. Yeah, you can still create. Like, I wanted to express myself when I was a kid. I just didn't know how. Now that I know that those things helped me find out how I can communicate better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how I became a producer, it's so funny because I remember being so fascinated with it. I was just too shy. And then I forgot about it. But I guess in the back of my mind, it's still, yun talaga, it's just what it's, you know, what's meant to happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was too shy to be in front of the camera, but I was meant to be behind the camera, creating those scenes, creating those stories, creating, making ideas into something else.
Yeah.
And that's what's fun about being in the production or in the entertainment business or doing something that, you know, just creates stuff. It doesn't have to be a content that you show on social media or something else. It can just be something that you create on your own.
Correct.
On your own terms or in however way that you think you can create or express.
Yeah. Do you think, Ina, if you didn't have that experience, would you be this person or this producer today?
I don't feel like I'd be this person now if I didn't have those experiences. Like I said,
yeah,
those moments make us who we are right now.
That's true. And also, it's kind of traumatic for you as a kid, eh? It was kind of a childhood trauma to me that lingered, but not so, you know. It wasn't too long, kumbaga. Parang you had
I don't know, like I said, it's a really embarrassing for my younger self. But as you grow, you can't grow or you can't move forward if you keep holding on to those things that no longer serves you. It served its purpose now already.
Yes.
And now I have to let it go. Now I can freely talk about it without the embarrassment. I mean, it's still embarrassing as if it was my younger self's point of view.
Correct.
But now I think I'm okay. I know that people won't laugh at me because I failed at something. They would, you know, see that I'm just a regular person who fails at something but uses it to, you know, find my own, it's a stepping stone to find my own calling.
Correct.
To find my own self. Like, I'm still shy, but I have my own way of expressing myself.
Yeah.
And that's the best part of being human, not just a creative person, but being a human.
Yeah, that's true. Do you think, you know, those embarrassing moments are important for, you know, for a child's development, especially now that you're a mom? Do you think or do you encourage Maddie to just, you know, be herself, embarrass herself in a way so she could develop?
It's normal. Embarrassing moments, weird stuff, mistakes, it's normal for everyone. So yes, I would let her feel every experience as long as it doesn't hurt her. You know, I would be here to prepare her for the things that she might, that life might throw at her.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to think that she, when the situation presents itself, if she gets embarrassed, I would like to think that she has enough tools to move forward and not, you know, drown herself in failure and embarrassment, and that she would know how to lift herself up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, I think it's important for parents to let their kids solve their own solve their own problems and not let, you know, not solve the problems for them. That will make them more resilient. That would make them more resilient when it comes to facing challenges and whatever else that will come at them.
Yeah, that's true. Also, yeah. Totoo. Tama. At saka walang mali dito, girl. Ano ka ba? Anyway. Also, out of curiosity, Ano yung commercial na yun?
Hindi ko I don't know. Like I said, I tried to remove it from my memory. So I guess parts of it really got erased from my memory. So it's just a blur now. It's just that yung main part of it. Yun na lang yung natatandaan ko, like how what happened. I remember feeling so embarrassed because I couldn't do anything. Like I wasn't prepared. I felt like if maybe I was prepared more, I could have done better. May ganon for my younger self.
Yeah, but you didn't know.
I can't remember. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know. So for parents, come on, prepare your kids.
Yeah. What are the lessons naman that you've learned from that experience that you're still applying until today, or just for yourself lang, kahit hindi for Maddie, just for yourself? Do you have those lessons pa din?
I guess as an adult, or you know, just if you're not prepared, if you were like me and you weren't prepared for something, instead of shrinking back and letting life pass you by, I would tell people to stand up and show up. It doesn't matter if you make a mistake, because mistakes will, you know, you learn from it and you grow from it. So I would just like to tell people to just show up. If you want something, if you want to do something, you just show up. Like, show up and do something for yourself. It could be for yourself, for your family, but mostly for yourself.
Yeah, that's true. Ganda. I love it. From the shy Ina to less shy Ina.
Less shy, because I'm still shy. You know, and I think I'm one of those people. Like, if you're the type of person who wants to be in front of the camera, I'd be the person behind you and creating the stuff for you.
Correct.
So that you can shine through. And there's people like that in her.
Yeah, that's true. And the funny thing is, I was the back end of the camera when we were in college and you were in front.
Right.
So this is, it's weird, but that's life. But that's how life
is. But when we were in college, it was just, we were given roles. So we just had to step into those roles that we were given. But if I had to choose, I would choose to be behind the camera still, writing scripts.
Oh my gosh.
And taking your video. But, you know, you wanted me to be in front of the camera. You wanted to shoot the video.
Oh my gosh. Shout out to our...
Just go.
Hindi niya pala gusto yon, guys.
Girl, you know naman, those pageant things that we did in college, just ko my embarrassment. But, you know.
Oh my gosh, guys. Hindi niya pala to na-enjoy.
Girl, I know. My anxiety back then was so high because hindi ko alam talaga how to act because it's not me. Anyway,
But
now that I know, like, now as a professional, you know when to say no.
Yes.
When you're not comfortable with it. Like,
correct.
Like, for that, do you want sabihin sa akin, can you act for or be an extra for this? Or, you know, stuff like those. If I'm not comfortable with it, I won't go for it. And I would respectfully decline and say, I'd rather be writing your scripts, I would be helping you behind the camera, not in front of the camera, because, you know, that's, I know now what would make me comfortable and less, you know, not forcing myself to be someone who I'm.
Yeah, totoo. I mean, I think that's also one of the things that, you know, parang I like about you, that, you know, you embrace yourself in a way that you're not apologetic about it. I mean, you're not aggressive, you're not loud, and you're not apologetic about it. And people kasi feel, I think people sees it parang, oh, she's just, you know, timid or she's just bland or whatever. But the thing is, it's you, eh. It's your personality and this is who you are as a person and people should respect that and people should, you know, celebrate that. So, yeah. So, I get you when you say that you know how to say no now. I love it.
Now, because back then, you know, as you know, I guess when I was younger, I would just say yes, 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 even though I don't like it. But now I don't have time to do things that I don't want to do. I mean, wala ka ng time for those things because it's just wasting your energy instead of using that energy of yours to create something else, to be you.
Yeah.
Yun.
I love it. Thank you, Ina, for your time. I enjoyed and I appreciate that, you know, this is a story that you haven't told anyone yet.
Thank you for having this platform too, so that we can share all those little moments that make us who we are.
May gusto ka bang i-promote if you have like portfolio, website, or whatever?
I'd like to invite everybody to come and follow my new business account. It's called Amaris Apothecary. I'm introducing artisan shampoo and conditioner bars that are crystal infused, pretty infused, you know, that's good for the environment since it's all organic and natural ingredients. And I also will be infusing it with crystals to help you, to help support your whatever you do, whatever it is that you need. So if you need clarity, there's a shampoo for it or whatever. But anyway, it's good for the environment. And I hope you follow Amaris Apothecary. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ina. Thank you for your time. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
So that was Ina Ramirez and that edition that made her do it. If you want more of this, follow us on Apple Pod and Spotify. And you can also download this episode from anchor.fm. And I'll see you on the next episode. Bye!